Bosom Selector on 95 BFM.
What a day to be alive.
What a day to listen to BFM.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Sam and Jack.
That's
hello.
Us. How are you?
What are
good
you guys
morning.
Doing here?
We came early for our
for
show tomorrow.
So yeah. We're on 4 p.m. tomorrow. Yep. We thought, you know what, we'd hunker down for the day, the nights, and then the rest of the day tomorrow.
Yeah, the traffic was looking bad, so yeah. We thought we'd beat that early.
What the hell?
Who is it?
Mum texted me.
Oh, yo.
Yeah.
Your mum frequently texts in at full volume on the show.
Yes, actually, the other day we were playing a track and mum texted me twice. It was the Smashed and Remix. So it was a great lovely tune that came through and there we go, original song. But yeah, thank you so much for having us. Yeah. It's wonderful to be here on the Bosom Selector.
I know, it's weird to see the studio from the morning side.
Yeah, in the daytime.
It's pretty
freaky.
This is morning light. But you're used to evening light because you are the new drive host.
Yes.
As of Tuesday. A month ago.
Yeah, wow, really?
Yeah,
wow,
we've been doing it for over a month now.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's cuckoo
crazy.
Bananas.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell the listeners a little bit about how you got started up here at BFM? Like,
so
what was happening?
We started out in the depths of the graveyards. Like, our first ever show
We were on the news team first.
Yes, that's right. We'll go even further back. We both started out on the news team at the end of 2021, and we loved that under the legendary Jemima, then Jess. And then we got our graveyard show, which is called Powered Up Radio.
Yeah.
And that was first on Monday nights, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. And then maybe, how long? We did that for about 3 months, and then we switched to Saturday night.
Saturday, yeah.
Yes, we did Saturday night, 11 to 1, for about...
2 years.
Yeah, 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah. And then January 2024, we took over the 95 BFM Top 10, which was so much fun.
Yeah.
It was so cool. And then a month ago, Tuesday Drive.
Yeah.
What a journey it's been.
I know.
Yeah. So much fun.
There's some particular things that I have loved about your shows over the years. I really enjoyed the chip reviews that took over Powered Up for a little bit.
That kept us hungry. Not hungry.
Kept us full.
Kept us full, yeah.
But also, it was, you know, it was great content. We actually drove a bit of controversy from Biscuit Wars.
We did, yeah, because we did Bicky Wars to start off with.
So for the listeners who are... uneducated on the subject.
Who don't listen to the show?
We would eat chips and biscuits and then rank them.
So we
and we did
off,
it every weekend for 2 years.
We started off with biscuits.
And we literally ran out of biscuits.
Yeah. We ate all the biscuits.
Yeah.
So we switched to chips.
Yes.
Yep. We did. And the biggest controversy we had around the biscuits was we rated animal crackers very
iced animals.
Poorly. Iced animals.
Yeah,
so
we
they're
rated
not
very
animal
low.
Crackers.
What the hell?
Yeah.
I mean, like... Yeah. Objectively, that's shit. But like the culture,
we looked at it from an objective standpoint, and there's a lot of nostalgia for these biscuits.
It's a piece of cardboard with highlighter colouring in on it. It's nasty.
It's not good.
It was a D tier. We did the tierless system.
There was no richness to the flavour.
No, it was just it was a piece of cardboard covered in highlighter. Yep.
Well,
not great.
I mean, I remember the good old days of Powered Up because I was frequently a guest and I was frequently had quite a few beers with your boys. So it's lovely to see you too with like a full-length show where you can
thank you.
Express yourselves.
Thanks, Millie.
Speaking of expressing yourselves, you've both got songs. Who wants to go first?
Oh.
Fight to the death?
Who won the pinochle?
I did.
Jack smashed me in the pinochle.
Cool. Well, Jack, you can go first.
Yeah,
alright, we'll play my own first. Do I say what it is first?
Yeah, talk about
that's probably a good idea.
This one's called Juggler by Kengo Kurizumi, and it's from the DJ Notoya Presents Tokyo Glow. It's a compilation album of city pop from the 80s from Japan, which is my favourite genre of music. So we've kind of gone for a little bit of something for each of us. But yeah, this song's super funky, super fresh.
Yeah, one of the more memorable Powered Up shows we actually had was I was away, but you and Joe, our good friend, was you were in the studio and you had a city pop night. And it just
the whole night.
Absolute gang.
People were tweeting about it on social media.
That was quite cool.
City pop special.
Yeah.
Hell
what
yeah.
else can I say?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to give this one a rip. Let's go.
Yeah.
joyful stuff.
It is. It's great for the morning, I feel.
Inspiring.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's 10 o'clock, so if you're not awake already, then you're probably just asleep, but...
I feel like most people
I was supposed to be saying something quite profound there, but...
Yeah, it is profound because you're not the intention was there, but the execution was not.
I'm saying if you're not awake, then you're asleep. That song will wake you up. That's like a shot of coffee.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
If you've just tuned in, this is Bosom Select on BFM Breakfast. We've got Sam and Jack, your wonderful Tuesday Drive hosts.
Ooh.
Tuesday Drive is awesome. I did Tuesday Drive for a little bit. And there's some great segments. Oh, Spaced yeah. Out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Audio Culture.
Yep. Yes.
Love.
Yeah.
It's so good because Jack and I, we're huge nerds, both of us. And our nerd topics are space and New Zealand music history, respectively.
Oh, my God.
So Jack loves the space and I love my New Zealand music history. So we both sort of have a little freak out every time our week comes around for our segments. So it's really great. It's really, really cool that we get to chat really cool stuff. And I get to learn about space. Jack gets to learn about New Zealand music. And it's great. It's really, really cool.
Bonding over each other's special interests. It's like parallel play.
We actually went to Stardome.
That was special.
It was pretty cool.
That was special.
On May 4th on Star Wars Day, we met Darth Vader.
Was he scary?
He was really scary.
Yeah, he was huge. Yeah. Very tall man.
Very tall man.
Thought so.
We got a tour of the whole, joint.
I hadn't been to Stardome before. So I don't believe you. No, unless I have no memory of it.
I don't believe you. I went to Stardome like every year.
If I would not brag about not going to Stardome. That's a terrible flex. Stardome's the coolest place ever.
Yeah.
I went to Stardome on a school trip and we lost all the kids in our group.
What?
My mum was the supervisor and we just lost, they vanished.
So were you part of the kids group?
Yeah.
So just you and your mum?
Yeah.
And the rest of the kids were just in Cornwall Park.
We were hanging out and then God knows where they went. Legend has it they're still out there to this day.
Cornwall Park children.
No, I'm just kidding. We did find them. So other than that, Tuesday Drive, you got those wonderful segments, lots of good tunes.
Mm-hmm.
I tuned in the other day and you were making a weed whacker noise.
Yes, I was.
Oh
yes.
I hear that. Can you do it for us right now?
I can, but it does provide a little bit of backstory. So Jack recently broke a record of an exceptionally high Tetris score.
Yeah.
Tell the people the score.
Well, it's around 810,000, which apparently makes me a superior Tetris player, according to Google.
So I thought a talking point we could have on our show would be, what's something that you're exceptionally good at that is, you know, not really useful? And mine is my weed whacker noise. So I'll get you out of the spray path.
There's a splash zone to this.
Hope you bought your ponchos.
That's my weed whacker noise.
Pretty good.
That was very impressive.
It was initially a chainsaw noise, but I feel like there's not enough
venom. It sounds more like a weed whacker.
Yeah, not enough venom in it for a chainsaw.
So it's like waking up on a peaceful morning in fucking Mount Eden. On like a Sunday at like some ungodly hour, and some guys decided it's time to get the weed whacker.
Everyone on the street decides it's time to get the weed whacker out. That's like an unspoken rule in New Zealand. Once some person's got the lawnmower or weed whacker out, the whole neighbourhood's got to do it.
I had an idle truck outside of my house almost all night last night.
Wow. Nice.
Which was not great. Yeah. I do like white noise though, so it was okay. I didn't mind.
Little bit of brown noise. Speaking of brown noise, you picked us a track.
Hell yeah, I have. And I picked this track extremely for us. Not only for us, me and you, Millie, but super deceptively, because Jack does not like this band at all. Yeah. Rosie, I'm not sure about your status regarding this band.
I'm pretty neutral. Like, I don't often choose to listen to it, but I'm not a hater. I try not to hate any music.
Nice and open-minded, unlike my silly co-host next to me here, who hates the best music in the world. Millie and I love Primus.
We do.
And Primus released a new EP last Friday.
They did.
We were both very excited. We both listened, and Millie said yesterday, hey Sam, what do you want for your track tomorrow?
He then slid into a different chat that was just me and him and was like, but a new Primus.
Don't tell anyone. But yeah, a new Primus.
Just despite me, I think.
Precisely.
Yeah.
All right. So everyone tune in from 4 to 7 on Tuesdays to hear more of Sam and Jack. And you can catch a B-cast whenever you feel like.
Thanks so much for having us, guys.
And go back to last week's weed whacker noises. There were heaps of other really funny parts of... I love that.
Just different noises.
Yeah.
Hey, if you need any background noises for your homemade films, let me know.
Sam's a Foley guy, but with his mouth.
Yeah.
Guess what that was.
Was it a silly sausage?
Play the song.
Okay, anyway, this is the old Grizz from Primus. Oh my gosh, too good. All right, thanks, boys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This week's Bosom Selector on 95 BFM.